This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The great John Wehner joins us now. Paul Skeens last night strikes out the first two batters he faced, 14 pitches, seven of which 100 miles an hour or more. Gets Aaron Judge to ground out. I mean, geez, John, he's slacking. He couldn't even strike out Judge.
You know, it's so interesting watching that. I mean, that's the only reason I watched. By the way, I watched the Derby because of Cruz. I watched the All-Star game, just the first couple innings because of Skeens. And, yeah, it's just great just to see him here throw. I mean, it's not the same guy we see during the season. I mean, he'll throw the splinker, the split, the change, the slider, the curve, the sweeper, all the other nonsense. But he was like, here you go, just firing fastballs at you, you know, 100-plus, and, you know, just wiping them away. It makes you want more, actually. I mean, with all the hubbub with the All-Star game, and but, you know, they want to get all the guys in there nowadays. But I'm sure the fans, you know, they want to see more Skeens. They want to see more than just three hitters at 100 every pitch.
John, were you impressed by O'Neill Cruz in the Home Run Derby?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I want to say that was kind of a prediction of mine last week that he'll hit it the furthest. He'll hit it over 500 feet, if I'm not mistaken. You can go check the tapes on that. He's got the most bat speed. He has the most pop. He has the greatest exit velocity. He doesn't have the greatest swing. I mean, he has a great swing for home run derby, but he obviously doesn't have the greatest swing to win it. And that was Raleigh and Caminero. I mean, those guys have the perfect home run derby swings. I mean, you know, Raleigh, I guess nobody really knew who he was. He wasn't a household name until, you know, this All-Star break. And, you know, maybe a month or two ago, people caught on that he's, you know, approaching 30 homers already. And Caminero is just a young cat. I think he's only 21 or 22. But, man, when watching their swing during the first couple rounds, I'm like, ooh, they're going to be tough to beat because those guys create backspin. Those guys don't hook balls. You didn't see any, like, line. Like, O'Neill hit a bunch of line drives.
John, we're going to – your phone's breaking up a little bit, buddy. We're just going to call you back in 1 second, all right?
All right.
He's thrilled.
Probably in West Virginia right now. We know he likes to hang out down there. Probably got bad service.
Yep. He's probably thrilled that he has to drop the call and have us call him back.
I thought initially, because sometimes our phone system can go a little sideways and it'll just talk through it, but I think it might be a bad service situation.
Yeah.
We're about to find out. People on pins and needles. Sorry, John. We'll see if you're any better now.
Yeah, I hope so. That's weird.
You are. How about that? Okay. What do you think about the swing off as a way to decide baseball games? Would you like to see that in the regular season, John?
No, I wouldn't want to see that. I never heard of it. My wife told me this morning, NL went on a swing off. I'm like, what was that? What's that? Never heard of it. So I watched it. Man, it's amazing, Schwarber and what he can do. So I watched some video of it just to see what was going on. No, I wouldn't want to see a swing off. I mean, it was hard enough for me to deal with the runner at second next innings. I get why they do it because, they're saving pitching during the regular season. They're trying to eliminate 18-inning games. And the All-Star game, of course, they're going to try to get all the guys in there, so they don't want to see extra innings because they're going to run out of pitching too. But, no, that's too gimmicky. I mean, I like it for the All-Star game. Why not? That's pretty cool. But can you imagine, determining a playoff series or a World Series because of a swing-off, That's a little too gimmicky for me. But it's fun for that, for an exhibition. Get the game over with. Go out there and see some shore bombs.
John, if you had to pick three Pirates from the last 25 years to use in a hypothetical swing-off, who would your three be?
Boy, Cruz for one.
Yeah.
25 years takes me back to Giles. Giles for sure. Yeah, Giles might be right there. Let me think. I don't think Bay has the home run swing. So Giles for sure. Let me think.
You know who I picked as a random one, John, was Matt Stairs.
Oh, Stairs would be good. Yes, Stairs is good. I think of Josh Bell, too. Josh Bell, if it's at home, yeah, lefties are definitely the premium there. So that's why I got Giles, Cruz. Stairs is a great call. I would probably go with Josh Bell, though. He had some nice BP.
What do you think about
Pedro, too?
Pedro's a great one.
Don't forget Pedro. Yeah.
Led the NL in homers that year with 37, and now Cal Raleigh is 38 at the break because baseball. John, what do you think about the automatic balls and strikes?
Not automatic, but this I like the challenge system. Yeah, I like the challenge system. I think it's key. I think it's important. I don't want to say important. I mean, obviously, it's the way it's. We've done baseball forever, and now obviously with all the technology, it makes sense to make sure everybody gets it right. I just think that you got to be wise. You got to be sure, whether you're a hitter or a pitcher or a catcher when you're challenging a call. Because if there's only two, it's got to be a big situation. You got to be 100% sure. Otherwise, you're not challenging. Because if you waste those two and then you get bases loaded, two outs. Like for me, that's where I probably get more frustrated calling games when I see umpires miss calls in those big situations. Bases loaded, two outs, whatever. That's when they need to bear down and be at their best. And so that's when I think the challenge should be used because there's so many games that can turn on that one pitch in a big situation. And, so I don't know if two's enough, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But they'll learn how to use them. If it's only two, they better use them in the right situations, not when there's nobody on and two outs or something like that. You blow one. But, I think it was pretty cool. I liked seeing it last night, and obviously I saw it a bunch in spring training. But, you'll also find the umpires are really good.
You do find that.
And they don't miss as many. Yeah, umpires are way better than most people think.
John, this was wonderful. It always is. Enjoy the last few moments of your All-Star break, and we'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it, guys. Always a pleasure.
You're the man.
Thank you, John.
John
Wayne. Enjoy the rest of your week.
You too.
Thanks. See you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.